by Massive Attack, and the first song in that set was Alone in Kyoto by Air. Hope you enjoyed the down-tempo trip-hop theme for today. Really enjoyed putting this one together. One of my maybe favorite sets just to listen to. Probably keep listening to this one for a good little while now. But yeah, hope you enjoyed. If you'd like to see the full view of the set list, it's on spinatron.com/WRUV under the DJ Sam I Am profile. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back next week for more new music. Hope you all have a wonderful rest of your morning. Enjoy the lovely Vermont sun, and I'll see you all next week. Peace.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
Hey WRUV listeners, are you an avid walker? Do you take time out of your day to stretch your legs and get outside other than in your commute or trip to run errands? If not, you should consider taking more time out of each day to go for a walk. Researchers at Harvard University recently discovered 5 facts about the benefits of walking. 1. Walking counteracts the effects of weight-promoting genes. 2. Helps tame sweet tooths and sugary cravings. 3. Reduces the risk of developing breast cancer. 4. Eases joint pain. And 5. Boosts immune function. Now that you are aware of these amazing benefits of walking, consider taking some time out of each day to go for a stroll. This has been a public service announcement from your walk enjoying DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington 90.1.
Good morning, WRUV, and thank you for tuning in to this week of the Asteroid Belt. I will be your host for the next hour. I'm DJ Stardust. As I said, you're listening to 90.1 WRUV. We are going to get right into it on this chilly morning. The DJ before me warned me that the cable we use to plug in our sound stuff is not working great. So if this doesn't work, you're gonna have to give me a few seconds to figure it out. So bear with me, but I hope all goes well. If it does, the first song you hear is Star Eyes by Magdalia Bay.
you've gotta chase the night away instead of wondering. You try to let the sleeping dogs die instead of wondering why.
Virtually and constantly waiting. Is there something you're really saying? Will I ever get to know? Dreaming, waiting till the dawn to respond next. Look away, but I can help to check if your character it grows. We don't already know. Value Park and Music Box can show. We've already fired the gun. Listening to I'm a Pretender on repeat. Wonder if you knew that it all seemed to take the words right off my tongue. Life's going by, but it's just begun. Both of us to go on a guitar romantic such adventure. Will we ever get to go? Thank you.
That last song we just heard was Now I Know You by Bennett Coast. Then we had Headlights by In Color. Then we had Guitar Romantic Search Adventure by Wallows. And this set started with Star Eyes by Magdalia Bay, which was a little rocky, but we finally got the aux chord to work, so yay, that's a win. And it's the first segment of the show, so if you've been here before, you know it's time for a little public service announcement, which I always keep relevant. So this one's called Holding Records. Attention music lovers, Attention music lovers would like to have pristine records that never degrade and sound perfect for all eternity? Well, step number one is learning how to handle vinyl records properly. The number one rule is to not put your greasy fingers on the wax. This causes oil to build up. Instead, handle the record by its edges and the middle area by the spindle hole. Make sure to store your record in a proper sleeve as well. Treat your records like you would a tiny baby, a tiny wax baby that plays Miles Davis. This message was brought to you by your vinyl hungry DJs at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. That one's good. That one's funny. I like that. I also love records. I go home for record store day every year. My mom will drive up and then she'll bring me back down, and we get there early and we wait in line. A little fun tradition for me, at least. I think she has fun too. Speaking of my mom, this next song, this is by a band that I told her I really started to like, and she was like, oh, follow them on Instagram, follow them on Facebook. When they come touring your house, we'll go. Okay. This is Borderline. If you were here last week, you heard a song by them, and this is their song, Breakdown.
You're into this, whatever the feeling is, there's inevitability. Girl, you gotta hold someone. I'm all alone, and you're not here to hold. I feel it coming on. Baby, I've had enough, so just stop falling. Baby, I just can't find the thing. You know it's true.
I'm not afraid to
right. That last song we just heard was Scary Movies by The Rions. Then we had Chasing Changes by No SDs, Everything You Do by The Happy Fits, and Breakdown by Borderline. So the time is 8:33, it's halfway through the show, which means it's time for your news and weather. And because I like to keep the news relevant, this one's kind of a heavy one, but like, we'll get through it together. This one is called Local Politicians Comment on Federal Shutdown, and this is by Ben Breen and was posted by mychamplainvalley.com. Politicians, including Vermont Governor Phil Scott and New York Representative Elise Nightfeek, commented on the government shutdown yesterday, which has the potential to cause furloughs and delays in Medicare and Medicaid payments. Welch wrote Tuesday, prior to the official announcement, that he had joined seven colleagues urging Republicans to protect health care benefits, which are currently set to expire at the end of the year. Democrats in Congress have insisted that the extension of health care benefits be part of any continued funding bill. Welch cited a crisis of affordability, saying that Americans already cannot afford the health care they need. What is about to happen, if we don't act before this shutdown, is that folks who are getting their health care on the Affordable Care Act, in your state and mine, are going to lose their health care. Vermont Representative Becca Ballot wrote on social media that she considered the shutdown the responsibility of Republicans, who currently hold a majority in each House of Congress, while saying that it was not reasonable to expect Democrats to just roll over and leave people without health care. New Hampshire Governor Kelly Ayotte, meanwhile, said that the Granite State was not prepared if the shutdown were to take place. Within the next 30 days, operations will continue as normal. She also co-signed a letter from the Republican Governors Association calling for a funding extension, which was not signed by Scott. The federal government officially shut down after a bill for continued funding was not passed by midnight on Tuesday. Past shutdowns have been avoided and solved by a negotiation between Republicans and Democrats, but this time is different. President Trump has made it clear that he has no interest in working with us, telling congressional Republicans, "Don't even bother dealing with them," Welch also said in a statement. His office will remain open during the shutdown for Vermonters. Okay, fun, right guys? Fun. I'm a poli-sci minor, so staying up to date on these things is very important, not just for like myself, but also for the content of my class. And, you know, no matter what side of the aisle you fall on, you know, knowledge is power, not to be cheesy. So just being aware of what's happening is very important, no matter what your views are, just knowing what's going on. So anyways, with that in mind, or maybe not in mind, time for the weather. It's been really cold. If you're in Burlington, it's been really cold these past 2 days. Today we have a high of only 64 degrees, according to the Weather Channel, with a low of 45. But tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and hey, all days in the future, actually, it's going to be in the 70s. Because why not? But no rain until, it says, next Wednesday. So, at least that's nice. But, yeah, two cold days and then back to the heat, which is great because the leaves are changing colors and it doesn't really match up. Anyways, back to the music, yay! Okay, so if you follow music, you know that every, like, usually Friday, a bunch of new music comes out, and a few days ago, there was an album that came out that is my album of the year already, and nothing will beat it, I know, and that's Olivia Dean's new album. If you don't know Olivia Dean, like, you have to go listen to her. Well, you're gonna listen to her in a few seconds. This one's by her, it's called A Couple Minutes, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
I just wanna know if you're okay. Only have a couple find a silver lining. I'm glad you're doing so well. If only you could see how I've been. If I'm being real, no, it ain't been the same. We could talk if we want. I already know it's no good for me. It's alright, think I'm fine with the silence. There's some good in goodbyes. Oh,
take up space. I always want to hear what you have to say. Close the curtain, say your confession. My lips are sealed at your discretion. It's a scary world full of clowns and clowns. A lot of bad people.
Thank you. acceptance, you that pretty black mask sold my soul, and yeah, it made less than
I knew I could get on for it.
That last song we just heard was Sleeping by Gigi Perez, then was Cons and Clowns by Courtney Marie, Tennessee Heat by Katie Tupper, and A Couple Minutes by Olivia Dean. So we've reached our last kind of segment in the show, and you know, it's like almost 9 o'clock, I'm feeling kind of hungry, so have a little shout out for you in case you're hungry too. Looking for genuine food, friendly faces, and a bright, welcoming space? Deep City serves up breakfast and lunch with fresh ingredients next to Burlington's Waterfront Park. Whether you're here for brunch with friends or a solo seat at the bar, Deep City is a place for everyone. Find out more at deepcityvt.com. So there's that in case you are also hungry. Another shout out, we have Exposure next week, October 8th from 6 to 8. We have Batnik, it looks like. And yeah, so we're just gonna finish off the set. We have like two more songs for you, and then we'll part ways. And this first one is by one of my favorite bands. This is Dreams by Kids That Fly.
I've been spending too much time looking between the lines, expecting something new, but it's all been seen. I was on a winning streak, but now an uneventful week is driving me insane, and now I'm screaming it out.
Look the man.
That was Sleeping with the Lights On by Daniel Cavey, and then we had Dreams by Kids That Fly. Thank you so much for joining me for the past hour. I have been your host, DJ Stardust. This is the Asteroid Belt, and you're listening to 90.1 at WRUV, and I will see you again next week.